Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Heron Document Systems, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, H&H Lifestyles, Jessup Furniture, Parker's, Shell and Hogan, and by Nat's Landing. Now here is your host, John Wetzler.
Welcome to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Thank you all for coming out again. Good showing here. Remember to come out here if you can on Wednesday at 7:30 throughout the football season at Nat's Landing. I'm John Wetzler on location at Nat's Landing on St. Simon's, where we will be each and every Wednesday at 7:30 for the entire season. I just said that. This segment of the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus. There's one in Brunswick. There's one on the island. Heron Document Systems, Parker's, H&H Lifestyles, Jessup Furniture, Shell and Hogan, and by Nat's Landing, our host here. And now joining us is head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights, Coach Brandon Derrick.
That bumps his crowd.
Yes.
You better watch out.
Yeah, you guys got to come out here. If you're listening, this show's broadcast over the internet, so it's not live, so you can hear it later. Share it on your Facebook pages and that sort of thing. For you can go on the Bishop Media Sports Network, and you can listen to it later, and you can also share it with others. So that's encouraged. Anyway, Coach, great game last week. Great home opener for the regular season against Holy Spirit.
Yeah, I thought the kids, like we talked about, needed to come out and play fast and efficient early on. I think we did that. We jumped out 30-0 in the first quarter. Ended up 46-0 at the half. I thought our older guys went out and did a very good job of establishing the dominance. And, you know, like I said, I thought Holy Spirit's kind of in a program-building phase. And so that our guys went out early on and established the dominance. And then that allowed our younger guys to go in and play a lot, which was very encouraging. I thought our young kids that go out there and play scout team all week and get beat up by our older guys went out, did a really good job. I thought they flew around and did an outstanding job of playing on Friday night. And it's kind of carried over this week. I think our younger guys have got a little more confidence going out there and practicing and making our older guys get better. They're pushing them every day. So that's a big thing for us. If we gain that depth with those young guys behind those older ones and we push each other and practice every day, we've got a chance to be really, really good.
Yeah, I think, just getting an opportunity to get out there and play in a game situation in front of the crowd, I mean, that's something you can't learn in a classroom. It's something you can't even imitate at practice until you get that opportunity, and it means everything to somebody who's out there going through everything with the starters and then getting to get out there during a real game. That's a reward, and it's nice to be able to have that much playing time.
Yeah, game experience is it's valuable. It gives guys a lot of it encourages guys, and I thought our defense Friday night was really, really good. We gave up a couple plays, but then we had two goal line stands, you know. But other than that, you know, I thought that those young kids played extremely well, and they're just developing at a much more rapid pace than we kind of expected. And I think they're gaining confidence going forward. They've been outstanding so far.
Yeah, I was impressed, particularly on the defensive line. Rhett Thompson, he was player of the game there from the radio there, and he was back in the backfield like as soon as the ball was snapped. And I hope to see a lot more penetration like that. But you know, we got a little different competitor this week with Bethesda than we had last week.
Yeah, we got a bigger team. Bethesda's big and physical, and they're athletic. But at the same time, I think our speed overall and our aggressiveness on defense, knowing what to do and how to do it and creating chaos a little bit with what we're doing in our 3-4 defense has been very beneficial for us this week. Our kids they're starting to figure out what to do. And, on defense, we keep talking about it every week. Play your assignments, play your keys. you know, keep your leverage and then rally to the ball. So the key is they got to rally to the ball, and I think we'll be okay.
Well, this is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And I was also impressed with the offensive line. I felt like, you know, technique-wise, just watching from the sidelines, it's the first time I got to watch a game as a fan without being up in the booth and doing the radio and all that stuff, and I really enjoyed it. But I also had a chance to be a lot closer and see what kind of technique you guys have been working on. The offensive line looked like they were doing exactly what they were taught.
Yeah, you know, with what we do, we're not huge up front on the offensive line, but, man, they do a great job right now. Coach Stafford's got them doing a lot of things. There's times in practice I look up and we're pulling the whole offensive line, it looks like, and he's brought a lot of new technique stuff in, and these guys have done an outstanding job up front. You know, they don't get a lot of praise, but when you score 46 points as fast as we score it, you're doing something right up front, and I was very impressed. Our offensive line, if they can continue to keep getting better every week, we have a really good chance to be an outstanding football team. And, you know, those same guys that play offensive line usually just flip right over and play defensive line the way we do it. And they've done a great job of learning both sides of the ball. I try to tell people, and it's unique what we do at Frederica. We talk football here around the community. At these bigger schools, players learn to play one spot. At Frederica, you learn to play about four or five different spots. And sometimes it changes week to week on who's going to what spot. And so our guys have to really study the game a lot and focus on what's going on. And the coaching staff has to make changes on the fly sometimes. And we spend a lot of time in that film room on Sunday to get the guys ready. And they do a great job of preparing. They've done a great job of getting ready and preparing these last few weeks, and I don't expect anything different from our kids. They're going to go out and be prepared, and they're going to play hard, and they're going to give a great effort like they always do.
Yeah, you know, I was watching a movie the other night on TV about Jim Brown and about Syracuse, and, you know, it wasn't that long ago when college teams recruited people to play both ways, and you know, they just didn't have – football didn't have the scholarships and the opportunities that it has, and – you know, it's really a throwback to real football, in my opinion. And you gotta be in better shape than anybody else out there. You know,
right.
I mean,
but it's Iron Man football, and you know these kids that come here, they love it. We love coaching them, and it changes. You know, you got guys that play one spot, and the next play they're in another spot, and. But for the coaching staff, too, to have their depth charts and who's going where and moving people every time. And it's very interesting, you know, what we juggle from week to week, how we juggle it. And the kids do just a great job of coming out and being coachable. You know, some kids could say, well, I'm not going to do that. Well, ours don't. Ours just say, yeah, coach, let's go. Whatever's going to make us better, let's get it done. They've been very receptive to it, and they understand. I mean, they've got a great understanding of what it's going to take for us to be successful.
Let's pick back up on that after this little break here. There's more to come on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And right now we're going to take a quick break for a word from our sponsors.
Your proud new home for the Frederick Academy Knights Brandon Derrick Coaches Show this season, Nat's Landing. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7:30 as the Knights head coach breaks down the week in Frederica Academy football. And, of course, enjoy the flip-flop atmosphere that has made Nat's Landing famous. 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons, 912-638-7378, and let's go Knights!
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simons Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Herron Document Systems is your go-to source for all of your copier and printer needs. Let me tell you a true story. A local business called Herron Document Systems to see what they could do for them, and Herron Document Systems ended up saving that company over $6,400 over the contract term. authorized dealer for Canon, Sharp, and Samsung. 35 years locally owned and operated. Give them a call, 912-267-7802, or check them out online at herondes.com.
H&H Lifestyles on St. Simons is proud to sponsor this broadcast of the Frederick Academy Knights 2017 football season. From first downs and touchdowns to kickoffs and playoffs, the H&H team will be cheering on the Frederica team. H&H Lifestyles, appliances, bedding, audio, video, electrical, and security, located in Retreat Plaza on St. Simons Island. Go Knights!
Welcome back to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Sorry, my thing stopped. I have to start over again. I am John Whistler on location at Nance Landing on St. Simons. Our gracious host, come out and see us, please, on Wednesday at 7:30. This segment is brought to you by Nats Landing, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Heron Document Systems, and by H&H Lifestyles. Sorry about that. I was talking about before is that we were discussing how we play Ironman football here, and I was also pointing out that playing football at Frederick Academy is a place where you can get attention from anywhere, from schools if you want to continue to play football. And I think that the fact that we give people game film to review when you've got athletes playing here, and you got athletes playing free safety and quarterback and tailback and wideout and linebacker and fullback and all these kind of different things, where you can actually, at the next level, you can actually not have to guess how you're going to convert somebody to an athlete, as they call them now. I think it's a tremendous advantage, quite frankly, for our players who have a desire and the potential to continue to play football because of the fact that we were actually giving them something to look at.
Yeah, I think, you know, that's a big bonus for our kids. We do get a lot of coaches asking, hey, does he play this spot? Can he play here? Can he play there? And most of the time, it's pretty easy. The answer is yes. Just watch the game film all the way through. And you'll be surprised at how many coaches that we get phone calls from about a lot of our kids, not just, you know, the four or five guys that we kind of know that are household names, but a lot of our guys. And you never know who they're going to see. And that's the joy. That's what I tell our kids all the time. The big eye in the sky, it don't lie. You know, if you're flying around playing, making plays and doing things and getting it done, you know, these college coaches are going to hunt you down. They're going to find you. They're already looking because they're watching our film. But they're going to find you, you know. But for us, I think our guys have just done an exceptional job of being able to adapt to playing multiple positions throughout the season. And they do a great job on it, or a great job at doing it. You know, it's outstanding to see these guys that can go out here and move from one spot to the next and we not miss a beat. And it's really a depth thing. We kind of do it every week. We draw it up and say, okay, what about this kid, where can he go? And so we move around, and, you know, it's funny. On defense, they may play linebacker. On offense, it could be wide receiver, you know. And so it shows off some ball skills and things like that. And you might be an offensive lineman, you know, on offense, but you might be an outside linebacker on defense for us. So it's a good setup. So these guys get to see what we're doing on game film and all over the field, and our kids do a good job with it.
Yeah, I mean, there are certain things like linebacker, for example. You know, you just gotta have a nose for that. You gotta have an instinct, really, to be able to find a crease and you know, take angle of pursuit. That's I guess it can be taught, but a lot of that stuff is the kind of thing a linebacker coach is gonna look for little tendencies and things and say, that's what I want. You know, I can take this frame from a Red Thompson or from a Harry Veal or from a whoever, and I can take this frame and I can take that instinct and I can put it, you know, where I want it to be, whether it's the fullback coach or whether it's the linebacker coach, and I think that that's a real tremendous advantage.
Yeah, it pays off for our kids. I'm going to use one of our cliches that we say all the time at practice. You got to stay dialed in on what you're doing.
Bingo. We've got that one. Bingo.
So, you know, it's one of the cliches that we use, but we really do mean it, because if you stay dialed in, you're going to have a chance to be able to execute. And then you're going to get seen executing on Friday night. So I know that everybody has their bingo cards and my catchphrases out there, but it's some of those things that we preach, and we're constantly preaching, and I think the kids have done a really good job with it.
For those listening on the radio, we've actually tonight started a new tradition of bingo cards with awards for every time Coach Derek uses a word that they are used to, that they are anticipating, and when you... When you get enough of the words that you predictably use, then they win some goodies. So that's another reason to come out the Nats on Wednesday night.
Yeah, I may be the only one that has a bingo card at the coach's show. I'm not sure if anybody else has one of those.
That's genuinely funny.
Yes.
You are listening to the Brandon Derrick Coach's Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We're getting to about the halfway point here, so usually about this time we start to transition into talking about next week. What are our challenges? You know, Bethesda has been traditionally a pretty tough team over the years. Last year we got the best of them for the first time in a while.
Yep.
I know that since I've been around, they have either beaten us or it's been a very, very close game. They are the oldest school in the United States of America. I learned that they are actually older than the United States of America. When we did the radio show a couple years ago up there, because they had a celebration up there. It was an orphanage.
Yes.
Before the Declaration of Independence, which is pretty darn cool.
It's a very neat place, Bethesda. We have a great relationship with our coaching staff. They're always, like you said, they're usually always really good. A couple years ago, they were the state runner-up up in South Carolina. Last year, they were still very talented, very physical. I think we beat them 29-0. This year, I think they're a little young, but they're still big up front and very athletic. You know, the challenges that we face when we play big teams is how we're going to out-scheme them, and what we're going to do to get on the edge and get on the perimeter and make plays. And, you know, that's where it comes in with the ingenuity offensively. Are we going to be quick enough and smart enough to make changes during the game and adapt? And usually our kids do a very good job with that. And so, you know, we got to get depth. We're trying to keep our defensive line rolling at about two deep at every position. So we got six guys all week this week really rolling in. And I told our kids, you know, it's time that we started making people try to stop us and go out and do what we do really good and quit worrying about what we got to do to stop them.
Yeah.
And we got to go out and have that mentality that we're the team to beat and go play like it and execute and go out there and be physical. And the thing that, you know, I really started harping on, I'm going to start on now, is we have to think like the mind of a champion. If you want to be a champion, you got to be a champion every day in life. That's when you get up and you go to class and when you go out to the field and when you're outside of school. And guys, I'll tell you, we got some real champions in this group. Some of these kids are outstanding kids. They do a great job of going out and working hard every day in the classroom, and then they practice hard, and then, you know, there's some amazing stories that we don't tell about some of these guys, but they do a good job. They do a really good job.
I see a lot of people scratching in their bingo cards after that. But that's the kind of reinforcement that everybody needs to hear, you know, and it's true. You know, in my opinion, there's very few things that I've ever experienced, and I wasn't in the military, but a lot of my family members were. There's very few things that you can do other than football that prepare you for life the way that football does. And we do have an exemplary group of kids here that it's exciting to see them growing up and coming together, maturing, becoming leaders. You know, but if you play football at all, you're among a very, very small percentage of the world's population who can even handle making it through a football season. So you're a leader if you're on a football team and you make it through a football season.
Yeah.
And then you're a leader within leaders if you decide when you're going to be on that football team to do it with all your heart.
Oh, I agree totally. It teaches a lot of life lessons, and our kids have done a really good job, and that's what I expect out of them. And, they will continue to do that, and they've been men of character so far this year, and that's what I expect out of our guys.
Well, we're going to take another short break. We will be right back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Where
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances. With two locations to serve all of Glenn County, Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B, and Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883, and on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316, or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.com.
Great food, snacks, and the best selection of energy drinks in the Golden Isles? Parker's. A day outdoors, coolers, suntan oil, beach chairs, ice? Parker's. Fresh fruit cups, salads, and Dippin' Dots? Parker's. Get your Pump Perks card and start saving on every gallon of gas today at Parker's. www.parkersga.com, a proud supporter of Frederica Athletics. Parker's, and let's go Knights! Looking for top quality furniture at prices that blow away the competition? Jessup Furniture Outlet. Ashley, Universal, Bassett, Lexington, and so many more. Jessup Furniture offers delivery and 12-month interest-free financing, located at 651 Scranton Road next to Old Times, or give Jessup Furniture a call, 912-267-1897. Also, find Jessup Furniture on Facebook. Jessup Furniture, your top-quality furniture outlet that won't break your budget.
For years, Shalvin Hogan has been providing quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses. Shalvin Hogan's expertise ranges from tax preparation and accounting services to more in-depth services such as audits and financial planning. Shalvin Hogan assures that every client receives the close analysis and attention they deserve. So either stop in at 101 Plantation Chase on St. Simon's Island or give them a call at 638-9031.
Welcome back to the Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am John Wetzler on location at Nats Landing on St. Simon's. This segment is brought to you by Urgent Med One. Urgent Med One is the one over by 95 that used to be a gas station. It's got a big army truck out front there. Urgent Med Plus is the one over there on the by the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center next to That's Italian. Parker's, Jessup Furniture, and Shalvin Hogan. So, Coach, let's talk a little bit more about Bethesda. We were talking a little bit more about kind of the fact they're in a rebuilding year, or at least they were last year. But, they, you know, they always got a lot of athletes. It's really more a question with Bethesda, in my opinion, of what they're able to do discipline-wise, team-wise, leadership-wise, because they usually got a whole bunch of full-grown men that are athletes. And the question is whether or not they're going to be prepared to play football. It's kind of like that documentary, Undefeated, you know, that school where they always had athletes. It's just a matter of whether or not they're able to get those athletes to come together, to play as a team.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Bethesda is a able-bodied school, right?
Yeah, they're going to be. They're very big. I mean, I think everybody across the front line is at least 250 pounds. They can move. They're athletic. You know, but it's kind of like you said, are they going to be disciplined enough to do what we do? And I think that's going to be the key for us, is being disciplined and play our game. You know, and like you said before we left, what's our game plan? I want to play at a fast tempo, mainly because I feel like we have more depth than they do right now. I think they may have about 24 kids on the team, 25 kids on the team. And, you know, I feel like we've got depth. And so I want to play at a fast pace on offense. Kind of like we did with Park Lane. We was trying to get to the ball and get it out and go score. And, you know, I feel like if we play with a fast pace and get up to the football and get out there and go, we've got a very good chance to wear them down. You know, the big keys for us, and somebody was yelling a while ago, is ball security. We got to take care of the football and execute on offense. You know, if we go do our two things, and we kind of looked at it, we feel like we can run at them. That's weird to say that somebody that's 250 something in the middle, but with our spacing and the way we run our zones and everything up inside, we feel like we can run at them because they're going to blitz people. And so we're going to step in our gaps and we're going to carry and deliver. And, you know, we'll let Isaiah and Rhett and Jay Sean and all those guys deep and all of them get a carry or two up inside. And we're going to run that inside zone and we're going to try to hammer them up inside a little bit. But you always know that with me calling the plays, we're going to be on the perimeter throwing the football. I'm probably a little bit more liberal in the air than most people. I like to throw it down the field. We jump the rock. So that's just kind of my game plan.
Yeah, that doesn't go on the bingo card, does it? Liberal. He doesn't say that. you know, it's so important to be able to have a running game that you can get up inside and make those linebackers kind of, you know, give them looks that appear to be the same kind of looks as you might be trying to get on the corner, but to be able to get up the middle and give the ball to somebody who can take care of the football, who can pick you up 4 or 5 yards and do it consistently and just give them that 1 or 2 seconds of hesitation from that defensive secondary, you know, that's all you need in order to be able to get that outside game where we've got so much exemplary speed.
Right. We have to establish an inside game to make our outside game that much more exciting, I would like to say. You know, so if we can do that and establish the running game up inside, we're going to be very successful on the outside getting the ball down the field.
And this is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We have got about 7 or 8 minutes left to talk about just what are you doing to prepare? I mean, it's still hot as it could possibly be here in August. I don't know that it's ever been as hot as it was 2 weeks ago in Montgomery. Before where people's cleats are melting.
That's true.
But it's still hot enough for me, for example, today to walk outside and my glasses fog up and I flash over with sweat just from walking outside the courthouse in South Georgia. So, I mean, I would imagine we can expect Friday night some humidity, some heat.
I would expect a little heat and humidity. I think, you know, I think the kids have had a good week, you know, going out there. They told me yesterday and today, listen, we're going full pads. So we're kind of getting used to that, you know, that part of it. So we're full gear and, you know, we're out there working through the elements. And I thought the kids have done a good job mentally working through the elements. They're getting their reps in and they're playing fast, playing physical. They're doing what they're supposed to do out there on practice. You know, I caught myself at one point. We were ahead today. That's very rare for me to get ahead in practice. But I thought our special teams period was very crisp. The kids were the special teams that they have to be special on special teams. So, you know, that was the point that we always say that about special teams. But I thought they were very crisp today. And so I allowed 30 minutes, but we ran through it in 20 because the kids looked. They looked very focused and dialed in and got it done. And then, you know, we gained a little time on offense and defense where they did a really good job of getting it taken care of. You know, I thought offensively we were a little sluggish at times, but we're seeing a lot of different things up front. But, you know, I'm not going to let continuing like a couple plays over and over again. We just moved on. I think we've got a pretty good grasp of what we need to do Friday night. The kids have done a good job defensively. Our guys are going to fly to the football and play the game. They're going to play hard. I think that we have a very sound game plan defensively to stop the run and force them to throw. And when they do, we're going to have people around the football.
Yeah, I remember the old coach used to tell us, do it right, do it late, do it wrong, and do it long. And, you know, reinforcing that when they do it right is rewarding.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, we, like I said, I had this plan to be out there till 6:50, and I think we got done with running and our post-game little talk at 6:42, so we were way ahead where I wanted to be. So, you know, I thought we were pretty crisp defensively, very sharp on special teams today. Offensively, we were okay, but I think it's just one of those things that as the game goes on, we'll adjust to that. And I think they'll look over the scout report. We talked about scout report and everything else. So the kids have done a good job this week. You know, the heat has been unbearable. We got lucky a little bit. I wouldn't say lucky, but yesterday we had lightning and then a slight shower. You know, we went out and got team in, and then we had to go back in for 45 minutes and then right back out. So I thought the kids did a really good job yesterday of staying focused.
And now Bethesda doesn't have a stadium at their school, and for those who may be interested in coming to the game, we're playing the same place we usually play at that stadium that's next to the college there, or are we playing at a different place?
We're playing at a different place. It's called Baffin Park. It's off Victory Boulevard. It's like 1301 Victory Boulevard or something. It's another turf field.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a nice area. It's right beside, I think, Sam Knapp Baseball Stadium.
Okay.
Sam Knapp's play or something right in there near that. So,
it's not next to that Baptist school?
No. It's not by Bible Baptist. Don't go there. We're over at Daffin Park. I'll send out an email tomorrow with the address.
Yeah, because I didn't know that either. But, well, I was really proud. I'll give you the final, you know, summation here, Coach, but I was really proud of the way everybody played last week. I felt like we played a clean game, you know. I didn't see anybody doing anything that was unnecessary as far as things after the whistle blows. Looked like we played disciplined football. Looked like you guys had them ready to play, and I'm sure you got them ready to play this week. So I know we're all looking forward to it.
Well, we're excited, you know. It's game three. We plan on being 2-1 and getting ready to get this murderer's row of these next 4 or 5 games in the region. And so we're excited. I feel like we got a good chance to be very, very good.
Well, so does the Frederica Nation here on St. Simon's. And thank you all again who came out here tonight. Thank you to the wait staff for helping us and being prepared, and thank you to Nats Landing for hosting us this year. This is a great location. It's perfect for getting off work and changing clothes, taking a shower, putting on your flip-flops, coming out here, getting something good to eat on Wednesday night. It's a nice thing to look forward to. I know it is for a lot of us, myself included, and for my kids. But thank you for joining us on the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Nats Landing on St. Simon's here in Redfern Village. And join us every Wednesday at 7:30 for the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show. I'm John Wetzler, signing off for the Bishop Media Sports Network.